Blog Talk Radio. We were born to sob and to howl, to shudder and shriek, to jump up, crack up, scream our lungs out, and be left speechless. This is the good stuff in life, and the all-new Contour from Cox helps us get right to it. Just say what you want, and your TV finds it. Speak, find, feel, and get right to the good stuff. Available to residential customers in select Cox service areas. Advertised features available with Cox Contour 2 digital receiver. Professional installation required. Other conditions apply.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, Allah, who has come to us this day and granted us a divine mercy and reminder in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalaamJournal.com and SalaamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth and beyond. You're now tuned into the voice of the voiceless. This is the voice of an entire nation. This is the Star and Crescent Report, and our show today is titled, "Is Here, Fear on a Global Scale." Brothers and sisters, I want to start by saying this. For the last 15 minutes, I have been struggling to get on Blog Talk Radio to do the show. For the last 15 minutes, I have been blocked on three separate computers. For the last 15 minutes, and this is nothing new. This happened last night as I was trying to schedule the show. This happened as last night when I was trying to do uploads for the show. And on the Apple computer, on the HP computer, and on the, computer, we have them laid out. And they have been blocking us from accessing not only Blog Talk Radio, but they have been blocking us from accessing the dashboard to do the radio show. This is how we have to deal with these devils. This is how the devil does this show. And this is not just saying these things, brothers and sisters. This is what is actually taking place. I am actually talking to you without a dashboard. And I don't even know if we're live, if they're allowing you to hear us, until maybe they'll decide to allow the dashboard. I have no idea. But I do know that I cannot access anything that was downloaded. I cannot, on any computer, on my Apple computer, they won't even let me access Blog Talk Radio, the main page, period. On the other computer, they will not even allow me to go to the dashboard to sign in. And only on the HP computer was I able to sign in. And every time I try to get to the dashboard, it'll be a black screen, nothing on it. So I'm talking to you right now, hoping that one of the screens pops up right now, okay? But I will talk to you about something, since they will not allow me to access my dashboard at this moment in time. Maybe they're mad at me. Who knows? But I want to bring something up about the fear and how a lot of us in this day of destruction, in this day of decision, in this day of desolation, how we are now accepting all types of madness. Anything that is put up there and offered out to the people, we're just running for it. We wrap the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and we wrap sensible guidance around madness and we offer it out to the people as though it is something put out by God and his messenger. Brothers and sisters, if you cannot see, if you cannot hear, because you got a booking that you run across the country and meet in fellowship and brotherhood, then that's unity. That's not unity. Unity is based upon agreement, and agreement comes out of love, and love is the basis of truth. I was listening to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We're going to get into this, and hopefully some of the clips will come up, okay, brothers and sisters? Hopefully they will allow some of the clips to come up. But I was listening to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I'm going to try to get this clip probably this week or next week and play it for you. It's on my iPod. But he was talking, and he's talking about what is going down. And he was specific in what he was saying. I listened to it over and over and over and over and over again to make sure what I was hearing was what he was saying instead of what I wanted him to be saying or what I wanted to hear. So over and over again, he was talking, and he says that there's a set time for the people to believe. There's a set time for us to embrace the truth. See, some of us, we embrace it earlier because there's something in us that God sees fit. But then the masses, there's a set time. And this set time comes about, its fruition or its fulfillment, when certain events take place, a set time. So if there's a set time for these things, no matter what you do, you can't rush it or you can't postpone it unless it pleases God. Yeah, a lot of us, we're not understanding this. Because we feel we're looking in our narrow views and our narrow thinking and our narrow understanding that it's got to be this way because I don't see it no other way. It's got to be this way because I can agree with that. Well, you don't know, you might be agreeing with madness. You know, speaking of this, on this show, the Star and Crescent Report, you can go back. There's a track record. This is how you weigh a person or people. There's a track record here. And on here, we have made calls that no one else has called. We have talked on subjects that no one else has talked on. And we have given you an insight and opened up your eyesight to events that are now unfolding. You can go back there. And we said, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said this. And nobody had ever heard certain things like that before. And now you see all of these things taking place, and a lot of people are starting to talk about it, but they didn't talk about it before, and we were catching flack on it because they didn't understand that this was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching, talking about Russia and China and Libya and Africa and Asia and the Middle East and the wars that's happening and the wars to come. You didn't understand this. You didn't see how the economic side was connected to the fulfillment of prophecy. Right? But it's here now. I was looking on Facebook, and Facebook finally did something good for one time, for once. And they published a article that I had wrote about a year ago. They put it in your memories. And what's amazing about this article is this. It comes right on the heels of what they call the Brexit. You know, when Britain leaves Europe, so-called. And it talks about the economic chaos and turmoil that is to pursue, that is to follow. Now, the article is called "Allah Is After You, Europe." And so in this article, I describe what Europe was going to be going through according to what the messenger said and how they would suffer disillusionment, dissatisfaction, and economic collapse. Fast forward it to today, and you'll see all of the confusion and the madness and the mayhem that is going on. We said it a year ago to look out for this. And now you're seeing it, right? Didn't we tell you a few years ago about Libya? No one spoke on it. What are they saying? As a matter of fact, 2 days ago, one of the top generals comes out and says, we need airstrikes back in Europe. They already got troops there. Remember, you cannot get around what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, that Allah would have this white man so confused, so stretched out militarily and economically, right, that he would be hollowed out. Hence, we did the show called Hollow Man 1 and 2. He would be so hollowed out internally and displaced internally that there would be revolution and wars and civil insurrection within her own borders. And she would be arming her police forces. We said this. She would be arming her police forces for the inside war that is to take place, because her military would be all stretched out and be warring, and they'll be dying and coming home in body bags. This is what we're looking at right now. Isn't that right? It's here. It's no longer to come. We can point to it. We can smell it. We can see it. We can taste it in the air. These are tangible realities or facts that no one can deny. Which of my bountiful blessings do you deny? The fear of this white man losing his world is in such a state now that he sees nothing, nothing good for his global order. You understand? He sees nothing. All he sees is an economic collapse. That's all he sees. All he sees is war and insurrection. All he sees is the fulfillment of prophecy and the hands of time weighing heavily and mightily on his back. These are the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and we are watching them unfold as we speak. This white man sees nothing, brothers and sisters. Another pension plan went up in smoke in America. You didn't know that, right? The trade has been cut off, and these docks are empty. They're not receiving the trade that they once received. Why is that? Why is all of these things happening now? I was listening to some white people talking about the collapse, and they're talking about something that is going to take place. I believe they said in the end of the Republic or the end of the Western governance in 5 years. That's what they're saying, in 5 years. Now, if this is the case, remember what Elijah Muhammad says. This is why you have to calculate. Muhammad says 60 to not exceed 70 years, right? Now, the Bible teaches us that it's talking about 60 to 70 weeks. Muhammad says those weeks reference years. And so now we're looking at the devil himself talking about his end in that time frame, that end of his time period. As I said on one of the shows before, I was reading an article about Russia's defense strategy. You know, normally they do defense strategies for 20 to 50 years for the present and the future outlook. But Russia did a defense strategy. And it just so happened that their defense strategy that they just come up with ends in 2025. Isn't that something? They have nothing past 2025. Why is that? The 60 cannot exceed 70 years. Huh? Google what I'm saying, black man and black woman. Don't take what I'm saying lightly. I'm asking you to research this stuff. Don't just take it because you hear it out of my mouth. I'm saying prove or disprove what I'm talking about. Because the white man in his world, they know it's here. And they fear something great. And the fear is on a global scale. And they know it. You can't hide it. You can't run from it. You can't pause it. You can't push it back. This is reality. These are the hands of time pushing about judgment on this world. Oh, man, it's a beautiful time to be a follower of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I think this devil thought he was going to stop me from doing this show. I really believe he thought that. I really believe he thought that if I can't access the board, I wouldn't talk to you today. Whether I talk to you for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or for 15 minutes or for 30 minutes or for an hour, hour and a half, when I talk to you, my black man and black woman, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to give you what Elijah Muhammad has given to us from his God. And that's the truth. Uncut, unscripted, and for your salvation. It's here. You better believe it. Fear on a global scale. Isn't it beautiful to understand these things of what you're seeing going on? Isn't it beautiful to recognize that we're living in the midst of great change? Matter of fact, here's an article right here. If you don't believe that great change is underway, listen to this article right here. Okay? This is from the Government Slaves. This is the name of the website. It's that title of it is called U.S. Banks Are Crashing. That's the title of it. And it's from Zero Hedge to, it says, Fortress Balance Sheet. The Brexit contagion is spreading as USD liquidity and counterparty risk in the interconnected global financial system has reached U.S. banks, with Goldman at three-year lows and BofA and Citi plunging over 12%. This happens just 2 days after the Fed released its latest stress test results, finding that none of the 33 banks tested would need additional capital in case of severe financial crisis. The conclusion may be tested soon. So what they're doing in public, what they're saying is, the Fed is lying to you. This is what they're saying in words. Saying that, oh, we've done stress tests. What the messenger say? This devil won't tell you the seriousness of the destruction until you see it on your heels, right? So he said, oh, we've done the stress tests, and we've come out, we're in good shape. If there's another financial crisis, hell, the other ones haven't stopped yet. What do you mean another financial crisis? You haven't gotten out of the one that you're in right now. But they want to make you believe this madness. Isn't that something? But, and you follow it hook, line, and sinker. Everything is going to hell in a handbasket. But you don't want to believe that God is after this beast. You don't want to believe that God is going to bring his word to be. You know, speaking of that, there's a doctrine going on out here. And it's, to me, it's some madness. What people are doing there, they're wrapping their madness into the teachings of the messenger and putting it out there for the people to follow. This is madness. But this goes right, what we're talking about is here. See, on a global scale, due to the fact that they don't believe that Master Farad Muhammad is God, there's no way on earth that you can believe with whole heart that Master Farad Muhammad is the supreme God and the supreme ruler and has the supreme power and knowledge over all. And then you take it upon yourself to do what the scripture said that he would do, right? But we all God. How you? Yes, you a God, but you're not a God in the sense of what you should be. That's coming later on down the line. You got to be beaten, Muhammad says. You must be divinely beaten and chastised, he says. Right? They see the judgment coming, and they don't believe that Master Farad Muhammad will save them. And so they come up with these doctrines. This goes on to this fear, because this fear from the contagion and of the collapse of the white man's world has now trickled down into the societies and to the so-called different religions, organizations, and groups in America. Right? And so they're putting madness into their religion and offering it off to you as the messenger's teaching. One thing talking about, well, you know, the angels that God talking about, the death angels, that the messenger talking about, that's not some spook. That's not, and we never said it was spook. That's not somebody coming from the east. That's the FOI. We're going to be on every street corner. Brother, you don't understand scripture. You don't understand the messenger's teaching. The messenger said that they will come from the east. That means that they were not already present in America. And when they come, they're going to have some type of power that you don't have, that you can't exhibit, that you can't show to people this time. Because you're in a state of depression mentally, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, and economically. How the hell can you impress upon the minds and the people power when you have no power? It takes God to come to give you power. So, Muhammad says, and this is a stark contrast. This shows me that the people who are teaching this never really, they were under ministers who never really gave out what the messenger taught. I remember Saladin telling me this a long time ago. He said, brother, it was going to, and anyone who knows me knows that what I'm saying is the truth, because I've told them dozens of times, and I told them years ago and even a decade or two ago what Brother Saladin had told me. He said, brother, it would come a time. The messenger gave it to us. That it would come a time that the FOI would be pulled off the street. And you won't be able to meet in the temples. He said the hypocrites would have the temples. This is what the brother taught me. Now, anyone want to dispute that, Saladin said, you can dispute it with him. He said, brother, I was right there. I know what was handed down to us. So I don't care what these Negroes say. And by the grace of God, the brother's still alive and he can defend himself. He says that the messenger taught that it would come a time where the people would hate his name and that they would hate the mentioning of Islam in America. And that there would be a great war on Islam in America and the believers would have to come off the streets lest they get hurt. What's going on right now? Islamists, extremism. Islam is a religion of hate. Islam, do you understand? When Saladin told me this thing, none of this was prevalent. None of this was out there in the people's face. Now I'm seeing what he told me decades ago. He says the messenger say they would have to come off the street. See, we like to be we're flashy people. And we ignore time because we want to be seen as being leaders or being in control or being in a brotherhood. But if you ignore divine warning and divine teachings, you can get yourself killed regardless of your good intentions. Because it's here now. And you're going to see a fear on a global scale unlike fear you've ever seen or witnessed before. Oh, Blog Talk, you messed up, didn't you? You messed up, didn't you? You got your brother heated. So, Saladin was telling me, he said, brother, in FOI class, he said, we got it right down from the messenger and sometimes in emergency meetings. He said that when this thing goes down, the FOI would be able to meet in your home if you so desire. And that was one of the reasons that when I went to help the brother out setting up a temple, Saladin and wouldn't take part in it. He said, no, brother. He said, I'm not stopping you from doing this, but you'll see what I'm saying, that this won't work out the way you want it to because the messenger spoke on this stuff. And just as sure as he said, it's just like it happened. It happened just like that. So he saw some things that I did not see. He told me certain things that no one had ever told me before. And I can point to it, and therefore, if I can point to it and show it to you, it's tangible, it's reality, it's real, it's actual and it's factual. And what does the Muslim submit to? Actual facts, right? So he told us that. And this is why sometimes I look at the display of the Muslims talking about going into all of these neighborhoods and being seen on the street, and I'm saying to myself, did they ever get the memo from the messenger? Did these leaders ever get the memo to tell that this is the time now, in that last few years of the white man's world, that you have to be taken off the street lest you be hurt? Do you not see how the devil is going and throwing pig heads on temples? Do you not see how the devil is arming himself to the teeth? Deaf angels, you are deaf angel. You are a fool angel, that's what you are. Because you don't understand. Well, how is it? Well, I'll say that one for another show. I was going to go, because what I was getting ready to say was going to take a lot of explanation, and it probably would have triggered up the rest of the show, but I'll wait and hold that one for another. What I'm saying to you, brothers, listen, and sisters, listen. Listen to me good. When I'm telling you this stuff, why do I stand before the entire world? Not because of myself. Why do I stand before the entire world and we have thousands of listeners and demand that anyone who has any dispute with me to challenge me on this? Why do I do that? Do I think I know? What I'm telling you is that the truth that God has delivered through his messenger is so profound and prolific that I know that you can't do nothing with it. Not because of me, it's because of God and his messenger. I have full faith and belief in them being able to execute what they said they would execute. And that's where I get my confidence and my happiness from. And you don't see none of these brothers who are making up these doctrines behind closed doors. They'll say, well, no, they don't understand. But you don't see them come up to chat. They'll make up an excuse. Well, no, we'll leave that alone. No, if you're confident in what you're saying, and you say that you got this, and I'm saying that I got this, let's be intelligent brothers and go head-to-head and dispute these things. You understand? They want an expiation and an escape hatch. They want want to be in a position of leadership, but they don't want you to challenge them on their leadership. They don't want you to challenge them on their teachings. Well, we're pure followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. How the hell are you a pure follower when you're rejecting what he said? You understand? Oh, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, it's here. Fear on a global scale, unlike anything that you've seen before. I finally got a dashboard up, but the thing is, brother, the dashboard just comes up and it's flicking on and off. I don't know how to explain this to you, but it's lighting up. I've never seen anything like this in my life, and I put that on anybody. The thing is lighting up. And then it's going dark. It's flashing like neon signs, and it's going dark. This is real. I have never seen anything like this. Blog Talk really does not want me to go in with you all and teach you the truth. And I'm still, while I'm talking to you, I'm still trying to access certain things on different dashboards to hopefully break through all the madness and the monotony. It still will not allow me on the Apple computer to even access the page at all, period. But they have all kind of sports things. I'm looking at here a synopsis of Blog Talk Radio. They got things about T-shirts. They got things about the Cleveland Cavaliers. They got things about basketball, football, baseball, MMA. What is this right here? Atheists. They have stuff about Christians. They have stuff about the dollar and the collapse. They have Christians. Carrie Lutz on here talking about the Brexit. They have Dave Gerwitz talking about them. They have all of this stuff. Yet they won't let me, with my few thousands of listeners, access our dashboard. Everybody else can go to theirs and do their show, but I can't access it. What does that tell you, black man and black woman? So, I mean, let's use common sense. Remember that this is a show of common sense, and we deal with reality as it is. Not like how we would hope it to be. So what does that tell you if they're constantly putting roadblocks and stumbling blocks in the way of you on this show? What does that show you? They know I wanted to show you some magnificent verifications of the messenger's teachings. They know that. But did that stop them from doing what they're doing, which by nature they do? And that is to be a devil, to be a mischief maker, to cause havoc and division and dissatisfaction. Did that stop them from doing that? No. And this is why God is after them, because they cannot help but be themselves. And that which they are devils by nature. Right? Oh, black man and black woman, I love you. I love you. I want to go to Our Savior Has Arrived. I want to go back to something. All right? Since they want to prevent me from accessing the boards and all of this stuff, I want to go back to something. Now something just popped up, says some script has been blocked or whatever. I have no idea what they're talking about. I'm not a computer guy. I, brothers and sisters, I don't even know how to cut and add pages on certain things. When people say copy and paste this page, I'm almost computer illiterate. So brothers and sisters, you bear with me when you say that to me, okay? Now, in Our Savior Has Arrived, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad writes, the enemy is ever seeking a way to oppose the truth and take you and me to their doom if we are foolish enough to give a lie to the truth. Wait, what is he talking about, to give a lie to the truth? Some of us, for the sake of advantage, or for the sake of leadership, or for the sake of trying to be presented as somebody who's knowledgeable or someone who is into the spirit of the teachings or into whatever you follow, some of us will lean to our nature under the devil and mix falsehood with truth for the sake of gaining a better position or leverage or advantage over their brother or their sister. This is no good today, because the liar and the deceiver and the deceptive world is on their way out. Listen to what he says here. Everything mentioned, not some of the things, everything in the Bible, everything mentioned in the Bible and the Holy Quran, isn't it something? I want you to understand what this means. Everything, not some, not parts, not most, but everything mentioned. plagues and judgments taking place in ancient times of the Bible and Holy Quran against the opponents of Allah is to warn you and me that the same thing is coming upon America and Europe. But America is number one. Now, the reason that the white man of America is so scared of what he sees in Europe is because Europe is a microcosm, Asia is a microcosm, Africa is a microcosm of what is to come upon America. Remember that America's economy is at the center stage of this global financial order. Remember that it is American debt and American dollars which lie at the heart of this global financial Ponzi scheme. So when we look at Europe under distress and duress, and we look at Greece falling apart and Italy about to come apart and France and Germany and Spain about to burst at the seams, when you look at that, you have to put it in the proper perspective. If these countries only make up 2% or 3% or 4% of the global GDP, and America lies at the heart of it, and she has more debt than any nation or combination of nations in the history of the world. And look at what's going on in Europe. Look at what's going on in Japan. Look at what's going on around the world. When we look at the devastation that America has wreaked upon Venezuela, someone that doesn't even make up 1% of the global GDP, then we have to focus and refocus and analyze. Well, if we see mass starvation, if we see mass rioting, if we see civil insurrection and strife throughout the nation of Venezuela, and we see it rumbling and rattling across the streets of Europe, and the confusion and the turmoil there, what will we see in America? You know, Mr. Obama and the FEMA chief, they gave a, they gave a lecture, and then they gave guidelines and orders to what they see coming. And the meltdown is so profound, what they see coming, that it will change your world. Do you know that they are preparing now for mass starvation? This is real. You can go find this stuff. So I'm not telling you something that's outside of what is going on. They are preparing America for mass starvation. You know that? Because of what's coming. Matter of fact, here it is. Here's the headline of an article published a few days ago on the website, on our website. The headline reads, FEMA contractors predict, listen to this good, FEMA contractors predicts social unrest in America now, caused by, listen to this, at least 395% food price spikes or inflation. Isn't that something? At least 395%. Right? And this is just at the beginning of the meltdown when it comes to America. Now you see the fear. You see what I'm talking about. It says the U.S. national security industry is planning for the impact of an unprecedented global food crisis lasting as long as a decade. Remember what Elijah Muhammad says? That a global famine took place. Why did this thing take place? And the famine in this land took place. Because Muhammad says God was after the prodigal sons and daughters. And God had to go after the food, go after the luxury, go after all that the slave was attracted to, and he had to destroy it to show them that that stranger you were following was not worth salt without his salt, his savor. But the Father, the God we're talking about, had made you many promises, and he wanted you to give a second look and second thought at the promises that was made to you. You understand? Think about that. At the beginning of this thing, over 395% inflation. Man, you telling me people are not going to go hungry? You're talking about mass starvation? You're talking about rioting? Think about it. Remember what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. Matter of fact, we'll go back to that article. I love to go to this article with after the war. Remember, I love that article. That's one of my favorite ones. The messenger writes, in the end of the war. Let's read this again, because now we can put it in a perspective. Now that we know that FEMA is preparing for social unrest, and they see at the beginning of the collapse that food prices will spike at least 395%, at least, okay? Muhammad writes, and bear with me, we read this before, but now it gives us new meaning. And remember that there's a great secessionist movement all across America. As a matter of fact, I was reading an article yesterday when they were talking about the people who are trying to secede in Texas are asking other movements around the nation to join in and pull away, just like the Brexit and just like other nations are trying to pull away from their brother nations or whatever. Remember the messenger said that turmoil and conflict and division would be the order of the day in the fall of America and the collapse of the white world and the white power structure. Remember Elijah Muhammad said that? Let's go back to this article, and then it gives you more emphasis on what this is going on. What can we expect? And remember, this article was written by Messenger Elijah Muhammad. It was published. It's article number 3. August 3rd, 1973. And that 73 has a very, very, very meaningful date for me, myself. But I want you to listen to this. What can we expect at the end of the war? Paradise or hell? This is a question that we're asking now, not only to the devil, not only to the disbelievers, but now we're asking it to the so-called believers. What can we expect at the end of the war? Paradise or hell? Because some of you want to make this out to be a lie. Muhammad says, see Bible Daniel 9, 26 and 27. And at the end of the war, desolations are determined. Stop right there. So America is prosecuting this war on terror, which is really a war of terror. She's prosecuting this war on Islam and against Islam. She's prosecuting a global war for domination against all of the black and indigenous people of the planet Earth. After the war, what can we expect? Okay? Muhammad says, and at the end of the war, desolations are determined. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. This is like saying, listen to this part, brothers and sisters, do not expect healing ointment to be poured on the sore that has been made. You will not get healing ointment. But we got to go if we do such and such. You will not get healing ointment. Instead, you will get a worse sore. We're trying to find a job for the unemployed soldiers who are returning from the war zone if they have a chance to return. This will be one of the worst headaches for the American government that she has ever received. With unemployment mounting so fast, it will create revolution. What is going on in the streets of America? Black Lives Matter. The white people are rising up. All of these secessionist movements, all of these libertarian movements, all of these so-called liberty movements, right? Revolution, he says. Isn't that what Elijah Muhammad said? And everybody will want to divide the government up into pieces, and every leader will want to grab a piece for his part, to try to muster some kind of government patterned after his own way of thinking. This is what we see pervasive in the American society. This is what we see pervasive in the religious society. You have someone who's discontented or mad about something, then they go and get with somebody else who is discontented, and then they just make up stuff and add it to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and offer it to you as though they're sincere and that they are really giving you what the messenger said. They're delusional. God has put a stumbling block before them because there's something ingrained in them that must be beaten and whipped out of them before ever they can call themselves true righteous people. It's here. You better believe that. See, on a global scale and unlike anything you've ever seen before. Listen, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad writes this. Desolation. If we are going to suffer deprivation, stop right there for a minute. I want you to pay close attention to this paragraph and the one that follows this. Please pay close attention to this, okay? And I'm speaking specifically to the so-called enlightened people who call themselves followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I know what you're going to say. You're not going to like it because it does not conform to what you think, your meager thinking, your narrow mind frame, because you don't understand that prophecy is a fulfillment, right? And that there are stages in fulfilling things, right? And we know that the middle stage is not like the beginning stage. And we know that the ending stage is nothing like the middle stage. There's a process here. Therefore, we must go through a process for the fulfillment of scripture or prophecy to take place. But you want us forever stay in 75 or 74 or 30 or 40 or 50. You're not understanding time. And this is what puts you at a disadvantage. Okay? So listen what he says. And if you don't like what I'm saying, if you believe what you hold is stronger, 347-989-0855. 347-989-0855. What we're going to try to do is push the rats out the corner, out of the darkness, into the light, and let them offer up their doctrine or their dogma, and see if their dogma or doctrine can withstand science and history and theology and geopolitics. Come on. And if what you have is not supported in history and science and math and politics and geopolitics, then what you have is nothing. Okay? So let us go. Muhammad says, desolation. If we are going to suffer deprivation in a country that has been the pride of the nation, this will make it altogether worse. For everybody will be thinking about the way that they used to live and the freedom and the privileges that they used to have. Stop right there. Isn't that what they're talking about? They're taking our liberty. They're taking our freedom. They're trying to take our guns. They're trying to take our wealth and prosperity, right? Isn't that what you hear the white man say? And what you hear the Muslims say? We're trying to rebuild such and such. We've got to rebuild that. And everybody, listen to what he said. He didn't say just the white man. For everybody will be thinking about the way that they used to live. The nation used to be like that, right? And the freedom and the privileges that they used to have. And this will make anger rise up in the midst. Well, why are you not doing nothing? We've got to do something. And then Muhammad goes and calms their mind. And he says, what I am trying to show you is that the prophet Daniel cannot be wrong. Because this desolation that is determined to be poured on the most desolate is aimed at the place in which we now live. And just remember, in case you forgot, and just remember that you cannot expect paradise here when such conditions of desolation is headed toward America. And since we cannot make the prophet's words other than the truth, we expect this desolation, and we are receiving this desolation now. You understand that? Huh? I hope you do. Because you cannot expect to build heaven in America when Muhammad says we just cannot make the prophet's lie. See, we could have done it once upon a time because the time permitted that. But now we're in a new stage of prophecy. And time will not permit you to do what you once did. That's why the book says, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I spake as a child, I did childish things. But with growth, right, he says, now that I am no longer a child, I put away those childish things. Because there was a process of growth and progression that took place. And he moved from childhood to adulthood, right? The same thing with the scriptures, the same thing with prophecy, the same thing with truth. There's a gradual and steady progression and things. And if you do not adhere to truth 100%, if you are not a lover of truth, then your views become skewed, right? And you become anxious, and you become hard-hearted, right? And you get mad at everybody and everything because they don't come to your view. Because you haven't grown mentally. You haven't grown spiritually. You have an impediment there, just like somebody has a speech impediment where they cannot speak properly without stuttering. You have a spiritual impediment that prevents you from growth, from advancement in that area of your life. Right? at you, brother. I always say if what I'm saying is not the truth, you're welcome to call in and dispute me on it. 347-989-0855. But if what I'm saying is the truth, and it is, you can't do nothing with it. You can only murmur in the background, whisper in the background, and get with people like you, and you'll see at the end you'll be spinning in circles. Because there's a time now. We're at the end of a certain period that was prophesied by the prophets, and you cannot make those prophets out to be liars. Therefore, certain things must be done. Remember, brothers and sisters, as I'm talking to you, I know it's here. You make preparations. Get your food, get your water, get your supplies, because it's going to be hell on earth here, brothers and sisters. And America, number one, she's going to feel the brunt of it more than any place else. More than any place else. If what I'm saying is not the truth, then why did all of the messenger give down survival tactics and what we should have in this day and time? He gave this down to the FOI and the MGT. Even people who don't agree with my point agree with that. But the messenger said about the survivalist that we're supposed to have and how we're supposed to conduct ourselves. And it may come a time where it's multiple families in one house. And the messenger also said that it may come a time when you might have to eat in the closet or put towels under your door. Now, if he was telling us these things, then he saw something past what he was doing, right? When he was buying the land to show us what we would do and could do if we just united behind him and pushed forward. There was a time period for that. And now we're in another period where he foresaw and he was trying to warn you that if you did not do this within this frame of time, you would have to look and do this over here. So he gave clear instructions on it. If we were to be out of here when this took place, there would be no need for those instructions. Common sense tells you that. But so many people don't have common sense anymore today. You throw that aside because it does not fit in your small view. But again, and I say this with all truth and all sincerity, not only do I believe that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, I know he is. And that's why I stand on what he said. And that's why you hear your brother, not out of anything that I believe of myself, but I know the change that he's made in my life. And I know the change that he's made in a lot of people close to me, their lives. And everything that he has said has either come through or is in the process of being fulfilled. So I know my Redeemer lives. You can't tell me that this man is not the messenger of God. I know he is. There's no more. I don't believe it. I know it. There's a difference there. And those who know were exalted in ranks above those who believe. Some of you just believe. And you don't know how to prove it, so you're stuck on the level of just a mere believer. But the Quran tells you that those who know are exalted in ranks above those who believe. They're a little bit higher. Because they don't need any more proof. They have the proof. And they have accepted their Lord, Master Farad Muhammad, to be Allah, and we have accepted Elijah Muhammad to be the messenger of God, and we have accepted this truth without doubt or without alteration or without addition or subtraction, and we are able to prove what Elijah Muhammad said at no limit of time. What does that mean? That we are full, and if we are mathematics, which is Islam, and Islam is mathematics, which the two are equal truths that can be proven at no limit of time, right? And if you think there's a limit to it, 347-989-0855. Live on the air. It's here. Fear on a global scale. Brothers and sisters, I love talking to my people, and I had a whole different show for you. I had these clips for you that was going to say, woo, make you say, woo, ah, ooh, make you do, I think it was a song, ooh, ah, my boys and me, baby, make you do something like that. Because the devil is now bearing witness that this is the end of his world. And he can do nothing about it. And you should be happy instead of arguing and fighting and fussing with each other. You should be thinking about where can we unite, which points do we need to unite on. And then let us iron out our differences. You know, the messenger talked to us and messaged to the black man about how the devil does his work. And how the devil offers no excuses. and how he goes before and conducts his business. It's more with the learned people than it is with the ignorant people. Because, believe it or not, most of us want to be leaders and most of us want to be great. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to be a leader or wanting to be great. That's just within the aspirations of the black nation. But the way we go about it sometimes is wrong. And we should not look lowly on our brothers and sisters because we have a little bit more than what they have mentally or spiritually or even economically. Because at the drop of a dime, all of that could be switched or changed. All right? We are supposed to be mindful of our duties to God and our nation. That's the main thing, brothers and sisters. You know, a long time ago, when I told you, when Saladin was teaching me and stuff, and the brother was teaching me on warfare, and he was teaching me on geopolitics, and I always was interested in that stuff, but I never understood how it connected to the teaching. And the brother told me, he said, "Brother, there's something about you." He said, "I'm going to share some stuff with you that I didn't even share with my children because they act like they didn't like it, you know, or wouldn't accept it." He said, "But I'm going to share." So he started teaching me the rundown of the history of the Nation of Islam. And he said, "Brother, what I'm telling you, go and ask any of those older brothers of what I'm saying is the truth, you know." And Rashid, the brother Rashid out on the West Coast, after he talked to Brother Saladin, the brother called me one time. He said, "Oh, yeah, that brother, he was there. He was back then. The brother remember all those brothers and remember all the places." Saladin was back then. And I had the blessful experience of studying under a brother who truly loved the message. And he would tell you in a minute, "Brother, if you're not talking to Elijah Muhammad, you ain't talking nothing to me. This is where our conversation is." The brother was like that. He's like that. And so when you hear the passion coming from me, I'm a reflection of those who taught me. And what I want you to know is that in this day and time, you've got to learn of the messenger before you ever learn of God. I hear some of these people, and I see some of them, and they do it out of the goodness of their hearts, but they don't know that they're wrong. They set up websites talking about the teachings of Master Farad Muhammad. Or they set up some, "These are Master Farad Muhammad's teachings." No, they're not. They're Elijah Muhammad's teachings. Oh, well, Master Farad Muhammad gave, brothers and sisters, you don't understand prophecy. Elijah is the heir to God himself. You don't understand this. That's what Muhammad says when he tells you, say, "Leave my." My singular represents the person that is talking. My teaching as it is. Well, how did they become his teaching? Because the God had raised him up, breathed into him, gave him his life and his inspiration, his power and his baggage, and he became the Son of God, the heir to the throne. So, he inherited those teachings. Those are his teachings. You understand? But you want to teach Master Farad Muhammad, never really understanding Elijah Muhammad. The messenger says, before you ever talk on the God, you got to teach him God's representative. So, out of ignorance, I listen to him and I go about this and I say, wow. And it's stunning to me that the people don't process these things. But this is the way the devil does this stuff. He puts this out there and he brings up brothers and sisters who may have a skewed idea, skewed vision. They may be sincere, but they may be wrong. As Brother Rashid said one time, he said, "Brother, you can be sincere and be wrong. Be sincerely wrong." Yeah. And he's absolutely right. You know, and a lot of us, we are like that. And we don't want to accept. We want to give guidance to everybody else, but we don't want to accept guidance. Especially when we get in our made-up thought and made-up ways. We reject truth if the truth condemns that which we held close to us. I call it the Reverend Porchop. That's what the reverends and the Christians do.